food prices remain high in Montana and across the country. A new report by the Federal Trade Commission says the country's largest grocery companies are gouging consumers by keeping prices artificially high. Many grocers, retailers, and wholesalers have consolidated to cut costs. Grocers continue to blame supply chain problems, even though regulators have said most of those issues have been resolved. President of the advocacy group Farm Action, Angela Huffman, says retailers were doing more than making up for lost revenue during the pandemic-era supply chain disruptions, and the FTC report says they continue to do so.
In 2021, the retailer revenues, they rose to more than 6% higher than their total costs, and that those profits are still going up. So in the first 9 months of 2023, the profits increased to 7%.
At nearly 6.5%, Montana had the nation's ninth highest grocery price increase in 2023. The FTC data show Amazon, Kroger, and Walmart each gained market share during and after the pandemic, while profits continued to rise. Other large retailers and wholesalers have consolidated, which they say gives them more buying power and the ability to pass those savings on to customers. Huffman says that isn't what's happening and calls on regulators to fine the grocers or more.
This would be kind of the farthest extent of what they could do, but go so far as breaking them up. In years past, they broke up the telephone companies and the railroads. And, you know, that would be the ideal outcome for us, is to take away their excessive power.
Huffman also points to a 150% increase in egg prices in 2003, which producers blamed on the avian flu. The FTC says the disease did not justify the drastic price hike. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.